Manufacturing is an important industry in the United States. However, for many years, Americans have expressed fear that the industry is in decline. In the late 19th to middle 20th century, America stood as the industrial powerhouse of the world. Consumers sought the latest American-made products, from cars to refrigerators to televisions. But things began to change in the late 1970s. Japan and China caught up with the U.S. in the production of many consumer goods. Today, China is a manufacturing powerhouse itself. It produces about 80% of the world's air conditioners, 70% of its mobile phones, and 60% of its shoes. Chinese products represent almost half of all the goods made in the world. And now in the United States, it can be difficult to find a manufacturer to help develop a product. Matthew Burnett knows this all too well. The American businessman started a watch company in 2007. At first, he had overseas manufacturers make all his products. As a result, Burnett often faced shipping delays, a lack of quality control, and time zone issues. Later, he expanded into leather goods. Still, he struggled to find domestic factories to make the wallets, belts, and other products of his new brand. And he was not alone. Many American entrepreneurs found it easier to go out of the country for manufacturing. There was no central marketplace for the industry. So Matthew Burnett and his business partner, Tanya Menendez, created one. They called it Maker's Row. Since 2012, the online marketplace has been connecting entrepreneurs with American manufacturers. Matthew Burnett explains.
What we try to do at Maker's Row is to encourage the brands to start producing in the United States so that you see more Made in America products on the shelves. We used to produce 97% of the apparel that we consume here in the United States. Today it's less than 3%. So it makes it very challenging to find sometimes Made in America products. But that's the narrative that we're trying to shift by bringing these brands back home to produce.
MakersRow.com also helps brands and businesses find and organize their supply chains. A manufacturer pays a monthly fee to be listed on the site. It includes project planning software and a search feature. Manufacturers can also receive factory bids through the site. For an additional cost, entrepreneurs get additional support. Maker's Row can be especially helpful to new or part-time entrepreneurs. The site can provide a plan for turning an idea into a business. And co-founder Tanya Menendez says Maker's Row offers classes and training.
We have an online academy, so people can take free online courses, and they're designed for people with busy lifestyles. A lot of people that come to Maker's Row start off working 9 to 5 and having this become like their side hustle. So we cater to those entrepreneurs too. And then we have project software where established businesses can organize all of their ideas in one place.
Today, the Maker's Row website has 80,000 registered users. The registration and fee structure to access the site helps ensure the users are serious about their business, Menendez says. The BCG company in Boston advises businesses around the world. It estimates the average cost to manufacture goods in the U.S. is only 5% higher than in China, and the company predicts that by 2018, the cost difference will narrow further to as little as 2% higher. Makers Row and other similar efforts could play a big part in making that prediction come true. I'm Marcia James.